Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's October 31st, 2012. Happy Halloween.
You know, Halloween, you just have me look this up. Halloween is actually the eve of All Saints Day. All Saints Day is the day after Halloween.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew it was close because I just said to Jason, isn't it also All Saints Day or something?
And kind of an interesting dichotomy, isn't it, that we would have this kind of day where we celebrate darkness and all this kind of things, and then the next day would be All Saints Day.
Yeah. Well, happy All Saints Day Eve, everybody. We're going to just kind of discard the Halloween thing. Though, I have to say, I do have many fond memories growing up taking my pillowcase, because I lived in Hinsdale, and they gave out full-size candy bars. I mean, I lived in a pretty well-to-do area, and we would come back after it was dark out with bagfuls. We'd eat candy for months and months, and I'd do that with my brothers and neighbors. And, you know, on our block, every house had children just about. And we would just go down through all the blocks and cut through the alleys and get to the next block. And it was a fun and festive time. And I know your church and many churches have this concept of holding kind of a, I won't call it a trick and treat, but a harvest fest, I think, was how you entitled it. Some will have, I forget, they do it where they have all these automobiles in the church parking lot, and they open up the trunks.
The trunk or treat.
Yeah, trunk or treat.
Yeah, there's a church in town in Mahomet that has a trunk or treat. I believe it's tonight. Grace Church does on Route 150, and so it's a good, safe place to take your kids there. They can go from car to car, and they just go through that. So it's like when I was younger, we would go to the mall, and you would trick or treat around the mall where it was a safe, contained environment, and you would kind of just get in a line and you trick or treat around. That way your kids weren't going up to, you know, crazy houses or, you know, places that you didn't know, or you were able to keep track of it better. A safe environment. I want to offer this, though, because it's a conversation I think that begs to have some commentary on. Because I ran into some folks the other day who told me, they said, hey, well, being a pastor, what's your feelings on Halloween? And right away I knew they were asking me because they had feelings. When somebody asks me something like, what's your feeling on this? That means they've already got some pretty staunch feelings
about it. I haven't learned this, and I know what I'm supposed to say. When you feel like, not that you're going to be trapped, but usually, I know what I'm supposed to do, and I fail to, but usually you're supposed to say, well, what do you think about Halloween? Right. And you turn it around really quick. You ask the question, and then you can kind of see where they're standing and take a different...
Well, and they don't like to show, then they have to show you the bear trap that they've laid down for
you. I know it.
But they came and they said, well, what do you think of Halloween?
So, Jason, what do you think of Halloween?
What do I think of Halloween? I think my son is going to be Spider-Man. I think my daughter's going to be a princess. I think me and my wife are going to take him trick or treating tonight. I think that we're going to do what Jesus talks about in Matthew chapter 5, is we're going to be a light on a hill. We're going to be a light in a time of darkness. Paul talks about it later in Philippians, I think it's chapter 2 or 3, where he says that you'll be a light in this depraved kind of world. And the Greek of that is that you'd be a lantern off in the distance, that people who are living in darkness would see this light, this lantern, this hope, and they would come to it. Look, you can redeem something. I think that there's three things you can do something. You can either accept something, you can reject something, or you can redeem something. I think you get three choices. And if it's biblical, it's not sin. It's filled with Christ, and it's filled with His grace and His mercies, and it furthers the kingdom. We just readily accept it. Mm-hmm. And if it's something that is sinful, if it's prideful, if it's arrogant, if it's something that detracts from the kingdom of God, well, then we reject it. But there are these things that we can redeem. We can bring our Christian values into them. We can take this thing and turn it on its head and use it to further the kingdom. And isn't that what Jesus did? Didn't Jesus come and he took some particular systems of worship and things like that and he turned them on their heads and he used them for the glory of the kingdom of God? I mean, I talked about on Sunday and during the service, how many times have we been in circumstances that look bleak and horrible, and God used them? I mean, we somehow believe that God is not evident or apparent in a situation simply because it doesn't seem like it's perfect. It doesn't seem like it's going to turn out okay. And yet in some of the most bleakest, we even talked about it prior to the show this morning, that God worked in some situations that historically looked really bad. And yet God used those to begin this motion of His grace and His forgiveness and His glory at work, and brought people out of Egypt and into a promised land. I mean, He's done that biblically and historically forever. And so my view on Halloween is it's a great time for me to go out and walk around my neighborhood and me to be able to say to people, hey, how are you doing? I don't know if we've ever got a chance to meet you. My name's Jason. This is my wife, Tasha. These are my kids. We love Jesus. Hey, we'd love to maybe get together with you sometimes. By the way, did you know that we put up a mailbox at the end of our driveway that is specifically for prayer? And if you have any prayer needs, we would love to have you drop your prayers in there. And that's a true story. We got a mailbox, and we painted it gold, and we hung it lower than our other mailbox so it doesn't confuse the mailman, though I'd love for him to put prayers in there. Or a mail lady. Sometimes we have a mail lady. Which, doesn't that sound weird? A mail lady? That's her occupation and her... It's not that she's confused. You know, this. I was thinking, because we're going to leaflet our block and let our block know that we have this prayer box there, and we'd love for people, we want to be a light on the hill in our neighborhood. We want to be a place where people can come and bring their prayers and to know that we will pray for them, that we will be the best neighbors that we can be by praying and lifting them up and keeping them close to our hearts because they live in our neighborhood. And me and my wife were talking about, well, when do you want to leaflet? When do you want to go and go around the neighborhood and hand these out to all our neighbors, letting them know that we have this thing? And we both looked at each other and we go, Halloween. What better day? Not only will we be able to tell them about what we're doing, but they're going to give us candy. So it's like, you know, even if they
you're
don't
being rewarded.
Even if they don't like the Christians, the way this thing works is they have to give me a Snickers bar. I go, what better way to have it work? So I think that we can redeem Halloween. We can redeem Halloween by having Halloween be a light on the hill, by bringing the light of Christ into our neighborhoods and not dressing our kids up like the undead zombie walking dead things.
With a hatchet in his back.
Yeah, with all that kind of stuff. But, you know, my son's going to be Spider-Man, and I'm okay with Spider-Man. He's a hero, though sometimes he's a little creepy. And my daughter's going to be a princess, and she's practicing this morning, knocking on the table and going, trick-or-treat, princess time. You know, and I'm loving that. And I'm going to go out and do that in my neighborhood with other families, and I'm going to be able to rub shoulders with people who don't know Jesus with Jesus. I think that's what Jesus would do. I don't think Jesus would lock his doors, pull his blinds down, and act like he's not home. I think Jesus would open the door and sit on the porch, and he'd have a big bowl of candy, and he'd be greeting every kid, and he'd be saying, the Lord God loves you.
And there could be some people that are getting in an idea, hey, I'm going to redeem this. I'm going to maybe attach a scripture verse to that Milky Way bar, or somehow, as you greet people, say, I thank God for each and every one of you that are visiting me today. Thanks for stopping by. Here's a candy bar. May God bless you, or send them on their way. I mean, there could be some very unique ways.
I talked to a woman the other day who told me, she said she gives out the best candy. There was a group of people, and we were talking about kind of what people give. And I lamented. I was like, oh, my gosh, you see the price of candy today. I mean,
that's like $20 a bag.
For a big bag of candy. And, you know, when you get a group, when you get kids coming, I mean, you're going to go through candy pretty quick. And this woman said, she goes, I spend more money on Halloween than I do on Christmas. And I go, why do you do that? She goes, for the same reason why when I go to the restaurant, I tip well. And I go, you're getting me. I mean, the hook's in my mouth already. Start tugging because you're going to pull me in the boat. And she goes, because the idea of Christians is that we're cheap. The idea of Christians is that we talk about grace and love and all this stuff. But when it comes time to pay the bill, we look at it and we go, okay, what's 2% of that? You know, I don't want him to get too entitled or he might worship his money. You know, I mean, we don't.
She goes, tip I'm going to give him is draw near to
right.
God and he'll draw
well,
near
you know,
to you.
I had a guy who I knew who I was walking with and we were meeting and he was sketchy to begin with. I mean, it was a lot like when God said, I want you to pour into this guy. God didn't tell me I needed a dump truck in order to pour into him.
Yeah.
We would go out to eat and he'd tell me, go, oh, I got the bill. And I'm like, oh, great. And then he would put down a track that he bought that looked like money. And that was his tip. He would never tip. There would never be a financial tip. He'd put this track. So you know somebody who might even have their heart slightly open to the gospel would pick that up and go, oh, that's Christians. Yeah. I mean, that's not even – maybe this guy doesn't make any money. All he gets is tips. So this woman said to me, she said, why when I have an opportunity to open up my door and meet all these people who don't know Jesus, why wouldn't I lay out the best?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I give the best. She goes, I get the big candy bars. I go to Sam's and I get this pack where it's like, must be for people who own vending machines.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, it's got the big full-size Kit Kats and Snickers and Milky Ways. And she says, all these things. And she goes, I lay out the best, just like I would if I was laying out a banquet for somebody I didn't know. She goes, when we have people over that we don't know, she goes, don't we clean our house the best we can? Don't we lay out the best china and the best napkins? Don't we make a great meal? Don't we put our best foot forward? She goes, on Halloween, I go out and I get the bargain Laffy Taffy bag and I hand those out, you know, ha, 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 go see the dentist in a week. I mean, it's, you know, so I think we can redeem Halloween.
Yeah. Well, everyone, I guess we've made it clear. Let's redeem this day together. Let's bring God into it in various ways. And maybe you don't even have to verbalize or hand them tracts. Just extend some love, some care, show some community. And we're going to come back. Maybe we'll do a whole program on this whole mailbox idea, because I know you're in the process of kind of testing the waters and implementing
it. I want to see if the post office, because I know that financially they're hurting right now. So I know they might be in the market to sue somebody. So I'm making sure I'm going to be okay. So there's no problem.
That you can attach this additional mailbox and you've labeled it or something for prayer requests and you're going to...
I just put on the front pray, but I made it obnoxious. I painted it gold. So I made it not look like any other mailbox on the block, and I did it because I didn't have any grand plan. There was a half-used thing of gold spray paint on my shelf, and I go, oh, gold. So I just painted it gold, and as I'm doing it, God's going, yep.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking the Willy Wonka Wonder ticket, you know,
oh, yeah.
The gold box.
I didn't even think
about
that.
The prayer request will go in there. Well, we'll talk more about that. We'll see how it's implemented, and maybe that can be a practice that as you kind of refine and maybe work with the Postal Service and make sure everything's above board and can work out, and then somehow make sure the neighbors all know that this is confidential and this is something that
right.
you and your wife are doing on behalf of them. It's not being shared over the air with other people. This is just something that you feel a heart to create community with these friends and neighbors. And
yeah, and the idea is not that I'm a pastor, so I'm doing this because I'm a pastor. The idea is that I'm doing this because I follow Jesus. And Jesus says the greatest thing you can do is pray for other people. I mean, you can love other people, and how not to love them, but to bring their name before the throne of God and pray for them and lift them up. You know, we've been studying the book of Ruth, and it's a good caveat to throw the hook out and let people know that on Fridays going forward, we're going to talk about the book of Ruth, and we're going to work through the book of Ruth. It's a book that I came to, and God kind of spoke to me and said, hey, you should teach the book of Ruth. And I thumbed through it, and I'm going, oh, come on now, God. It's like it's three women talking a lot. There's one guy, two guys. It's really, though, it's a lot of women. And I said, can I go to the garage? I just didn't know. And so, but I've been reading it, and it's been like radically changing me. It's been radically affecting me in ways that some other books of the Bible haven't. And not because the other books are not more powerful, but in this season of life, God is using this book of Ruth to speak to me. But what's fascinating in the book of Ruth is that nobody in the book of Ruth prays for themselves. They always pray for other people. And by the fourth chapter of the book of Ruth, the close of the book of Ruth, all those prayers have been answered. And so it was a reminder to me that one of the most powerful things I can do is intercede and lift up other people to God. And what better place to do that than first and foremost within our neighborhoods? Doesn't Deuteronomy 6:4 says that you'll know that we're – now I'm taking this way out of context, but I'm still at the root of what God means there. You'll know us by Christians, by what – because Christ is on our doorframe. You'll know us by Christians, as Christians, because on the gates of our town, we worship Christ. It's very evident. So wouldn't as I'm working out from my doorframe, my neighborhood be one of those really close circles? And wouldn't you want to keep those people close? I mean, wouldn't your life look radically different if the people in your neighborhood were all Christians? I mean, they all follow Jesus. They all wanted to be like Jesus. They all wanted to love like Jesus. And you guys could come out of your houses. And when you said, hey, you know what? We're going to make root beer floats. You want to come over? They wouldn't look at you sideways like, well, what's this all about? I mean, are they weird? What's going on? They would go like, oh, yeah, they love Jesus, too. Let's go get a root beer float.
And the word would get out, hey, that's the block I want to go trick-or-treating because all of them give out these great candy bars.
Right. Well, not even that they give out the great candy bars, but how about that they just love like Jesus? Or how about... My idea, this is my idea, honestly, is that two blocks over, somebody would go, crikey, I need to be praying for my neighborhood. I want to reclaim my neighborhood. And they drive a stake in the ground, put a mailbox up. They spend $10. By the way, if anybody ever catches the vision, I'm collecting mailboxes, and I've got a bunch of them already. And I'm going to spray paint those suckers gold, and I'm getting them out to whoever wants them. But I'm looking for people who want to drive a stake in the ground and who want to reclaim their neighborhood. First and foremost, by praying for their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I take my kids on a walk now in my neighborhood. You know what I'm doing? I'm walking my kids and I'm laughing with them. You know what I'm really doing? I'm praying for my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. When we go by each house, we pray.
Mm. much more to say about that in the coming days. And for the coming extended period of time, however long it takes, we will be devoting Fridays to the Book of Ruth. In fact, when we're off the air here, I'm going to have you record a little radio spot inviting people to tune in on Fridays beginning this week as we study together the Book of Ruth.
Yeah,
so
I'm really
going to commit to not derailing you too much on Fridays.
Yeah, it was really funny. I don't know what the song is, but my son did it this morning. We were talking about because I was doing my study for the second chapter for Sunday morning and just going back through it. And my son's like, what are you reading? Because we're reading the Book of John together. And I go, the Book of Ruth. And he starts laughing. Well, I guess when he was getting ready or whatever, he had the radio on, and there was that song, like the song with the dog, like, who let the dogs out? Ruth, Ruth. So he goes, who opened the Bible? Ruth, Ruth, Ruth.
Oh,
so when you said radio spot, I immediately think of that.
Oh, that's classic. I don't think we were playing that on Great News Radio, so I might have to come and monitor that radio of yours at the homestead there. Hey, I have 8 of these tickets. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to have 2 call-ins in our remaining like 7 minutes. So right now, the third caller will get 2 tickets to the Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show. It's at the U of I Assembly Hall this Friday and Saturday. And I'll have tickets at the outdoor box office with your name on it in a Great News Radio envelope. But right now, the third caller, and you can decide whether you want to go on Friday from 3 to 9 p.m. or Saturday from 9 to 5 p.m. It's free parking at the U of I Assembly Hall, and they have 3 floors of crafts and artwork and all sorts of different festivities, and there's some food there, and I think there's some drawings and some prize giveaways. But the third caller right now, 217-367-7777, will get 2 passes. I think they say, like, strollers allowed. And so, anyways, it's for Friday or Saturday, whichever day. The third caller right now, during the morning edition of Mark and Friends, and when this re-airs in the evening, at this point in the program, I'll also give away 2 passes to this Friday or Saturday's Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show at the U of I Assembly Hall. And then at the very end of the program, I'll have another call-in so I can give away 4 more tickets. So, anyways, boy, so much to cover, so much to share, and we talked for an hour even before we got on the air this morning because you and I covered a whole gamut of things. Let me just highlight a couple other things that are going on. This Sunday night at the Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road in Muhammad, the Singing Men of GNN will be participating in the 8th annual Living Flag. If you've attended that at all in the past, it's a really great way of honoring our veterans. It's kind of a musical, I Love This Land, featuring a salute to the armed forces. On Sunday night, the Air Force Detachment 190 ROTC drill team will be there. The Singing Men of GNN, I think we're singing 4 or 5 songs. The Small Wonders Preschool Singers will be there, along with Petty Officer First Class Pilsenhoff, USN. And then I think also the Corn Belt Fire District Color Guard will be there. It's called the Living Flag at the Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road in Muhammad. So that's Sunday night at 7 p.m. It's free. Come on out. Encourage the veterans that you know, and it'll be a great way to celebrate the Living Flag. That's the Muhammad Christian Church, and that's Sunday night, 7 p.m. They also have performances at 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 3rd, and 7 p.m. Saturday night, November 3rd. So there's 3 presentations, but the Singing Men will be there only on Sunday night. Also, the Singing Men will be singing the national anthem this Saturday at Huff Gym, as the women's volleyball team will be putting on their volleyball match, and the Singing Men are going to open up the evening with the national anthem. Tickets are $5, it's free parking, and it's a very festive evening. Anyone that's ever been to the women's volleyball match, it's great competition, it's great fun, it's a great crowd. Huff Gym, let's fill that hall and enjoy the opening national anthem by the Singing Men of GNN, and then an evening with the women's volleyball team. You've heard the radio spot from Coach Habley sharing and inviting you to come on out and hear the Singing Men of GNN and the women's volleyball match. So if you're not doing anything Saturday night, come on over to Huff Gym. It begins at 7 p.m. You can buy tickets at the door. They're $5, free parking. Like I said, Sunday the Singing Men will be at the Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road. And you can come and enjoy a time when we celebrate our veterans. And it's called the 8th Annual Living Flag.
Hey, so there's something I want to talk about as we close out. I don't know if people have seen on the news, but recently, I think it was Tuesday morning, there was a pastor in North Texas who was killed inside of his church. And it's just a great reminder for us. Kind of a funny story is we were sharing that as we saw it on the news in our kitchen before my son went to school, Jacob. And Jacob goes, wait, a pastor got killed? And I said, yeah, it happened. And he goes, who would kill a pastor during Pastor Appreciation Month? How lame.
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, exactly. But really, what a great reminder for us that a tragic reminder for us that as pastors, it really touched my heart that we need to be praying for pastors. And if you're a pastor, pray for other pastors for protection, for clarity, for safety. Pray that churches would put in place things that need to happen so that pastors and staff within churches, so churches can be places with open doors and open hearts and not be a worrisome or afraid, but at the same token, do the things that need to happen to keep themselves safe, because we live in a day and an age where Mark used a quote earlier that I wrote down. I loved it. Hostile to the gospel. And it used to be when people were hostile to the gospel, they just said no or they ran from Jesus. And we're coming into a time when hostile for the gospel means something entirely different. And it means a physical hostility. So please take some time to pray for your pastor. Pray for his protection. Don't just pray for the clarity that God would give him as he preaches the gospel and as he reaches people. But pray for him, for his protection and for his safety. He needs it desperately.
And not only during this month that we're designating as Pastor Appreciation Month throughout the month of October. Hopefully you're doing some unique things on behalf of the first family, the pastor and his wife and their kids, but throughout the year. Well, the transition from Halloween to Christmas and this Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show, right now again, the third caller during the morning edition, and when this re-airs in the evening, right now the third caller will get two tickets. You can use them Friday, November 2nd, or Saturday the 3rd. Friday, the U of I Assembly Hall doors are open from 3 to 9 p.m. Saturday, it's from 9 to 5 p.m. You can use these tickets either day, but only for one of the 2 days. These are general admission tickets to Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show Friday or Saturday here at the U of I Assembly Hall. Right now, the third caller, 217-367-7777, during the morning edition of Mark and Friends. And again, at this point in the program tonight, when this re-airs, the third caller will get two tickets to the Kris Kringle Arts and Crafts Show. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Pastor Jason Schiffo with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day, night, and happy All Saints Day Eve. God's very, very best to you.